Where can I find hope? The Bible's answer. God wants to give us a future and a hope, the Bible says, Jeremiah 29:11. The footnote reads, "We hope for something when we desire it and believe that we can get it. A hope can also be the thing we look forward to, or the object of hope." End of footnote. Indeed, one reason why God has given us the Bible is so that through the comfort from the Scriptures we might have hope. Romans 15:4. As we will see, the Bible's sound guidance can give us a hopeful outlook on a daily basis, while its promises give us a wonderful hope for the future. How does the Bible give us a hopeful outlook? By showing us practical steps that we can take to improve our life, the Bible can help us have a hopeful outlook. Consider some examples of this. Look to the Bible for practical guidance. Psalm 119:105 states, "Your word is a lamp to my foot, and a light for my path." A powerful light can do two things. It can illuminate what lies immediately in front of us, and it can shed light on the path beyond. Likewise, practical Bible principles can help us to deal effectively with problems that lie immediately before us, thus giving us a hopeful outlook on a day-to-day basis. Bible teachings can restore our strength and cause the heart to rejoice. Psalm 19:7-8. At the same time, the Bible sheds light on God's wonderful purpose for the future of mankind and the earth. That hope can give us lasting joy and contentment. Allow others to help you. When our situation seems hopeless, we may be inclined to withdraw from family or friends. The Bible tells us that such a course is unwise, for it can lead to foolish decisions and actions. Loved ones can be a stabilizing influence. They might also have helpful suggestions on how to deal with a difficult situation. At the very least, they may be able to comfort us and cheer us up, giving us the strength to persevere until things improve. Pray to God. The Bible says, "Throw your burden on Jehovah, and He will sustain you. Never will He allow the righteous one to fall." Psalm 55:22. The footnote reads, "Jehovah is God's name as stated in the Bible." End of footnote. Jehovah is rightly called the God who gives hope. Romans 15:13. You can pray to Him about all your worries, confident that He cares about you. 1 Peter 5:7 and footnote. In fact, the Bible says, "He will make you firm. He will make you strong. He will firmly ground you." 1 Peter 5:10. Allow trials to strengthen your hope. The Bible promises, "The one listening to God will dwell in security and be undisturbed by the dread of calamity." Proverbs 1:33. When a cyclone struck her house, a woman in Australia named Margaret lost many of her possessions. But instead of caving in to despair, she learned a valuable lesson. Material possessions can be very temporary. Thereafter, she was even more determined to focus on things that truly matter: her family and friends, her relationship with God, and the hope set out in the Bible. What hope does the Bible offer to all mankind? The Bible promises a bright future for mankind and for the earth, and that future is not far off. Indeed, the problems facing mankind today show that we are living in the last days of the present world. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Soon, God will take charge of earth's affairs and eliminate injustice and suffering. He will do that by means of a world government called God's kingdom. Jesus had that heavenly government in mind when He said in His model prayer, "Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place on earth." Matthew 6:9-10. God's will for mankind is clearly stated in the Bible. Note some of the problems that God's kingdom will eliminate. No more hunger. The earth will give its produce. Psalm 67:6. No more disease. No inhabitant will say, "I am sick." Isaiah 33:24 and footnote. No more death. God will wipe out every tear from mankind's eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away. Revelation 21:3 and 4. Bible verses about hope. Job 5:16. There is hope for the lowly. Meaning, those who feel overlooked in today's world can trust that God will care for them when they turn to Him for help. Psalm 27:14. Hope in Jehovah. Be courageous and strong of heart. Yes, hope in Jehovah. Meaning, when we put our confidence in Jehovah God, we gain strength and courage. He will not abandon those who trust in Him. Psalm 62:5. I wait silently for God, because my hope comes from Him. Meaning, those who rely on God as they patiently endure trials can be confident that He will give relief at the right time. Proverbs 20:22. Do not say, "I will pay back evil." Hope in Jehovah, and He will save you. Meaning, when someone hurts us or upsets us, we can resist the urge for revenge if we hope in Jehovah. He has the power and the desire both to save us and to undo any harm we may have suffered. Hebrews 6:19. We have this Christian hope as an anchor for the soul, both sure and firm. Meaning, just as an anchor keeps a ship steady during a storm, the sure hope of a reward from God can reduce anxiety and help us to maintain emotional, mental, and spiritual stability. Hope can also strengthen us to endure hardships.